latest edition of the Courier newspaper is out today, with this weekend being decision time for many of the local town halls to form coalitions. The main focus is on how that could affect the local political picture. Motoring Plus returns for its second issue with a focus on speed and speeding, with advice on the speed limits on the roads of Spain, a look at some of the equipment used to catch speeding motorists, and the next in our series about road signs and signals. You can pick up your copy today or visit thecourier.es for the latest version. A National Police motorcyclist has died and a colleague injured when they were in a collision with a motorhome in Segovia. The incident occurred on Tuesday at kilometre 3 of the SG615 road in the San Ildefonso area. The emergency call centre received information about the crash, detailing how the two motorcycles had been in a collision and one of the riders was unconscious. Emergency medics were sent to the scene, including a helicopter, but the medical team could only confirm the death of one of the officers. One of the occupants of the motorhome and the other motorcyclist were taken to hospital. The International Air Transport Association, IATA, has issued new guidelines regarding the maximum size of hand luggage carried on aircraft. The new guidelines state that cabin bags should have a maximum dimension of 55 by 35 by 19 centimetres, which is a volume of 36.5 cubic centimetres. According to an IATA spokesperson, the change will help to iron out inconsistencies and lead to an improved passenger experience, as all passengers will theoretically have the same size case and will also have more of a chance of sharing the restricted cabin space. The biggest problem is that the new size is smaller than the current limit set by most airlines, including those serving the Costa Blanca, but IATA stress that the limits are guidelines only and that airlines are still allowed to set their own standards. And officers from the National Police have arrested five people between the ages of 39 and 65, believed to be part of a gang dedicated to robbing homes in the rural areas of Elche. During the arrests, the police recovered a variety of items identified as stolen, including a kayak, a mountain bike, and six marijuana plants. The officers also recovered a number of domestic birds, which are believed to have been stolen, including parakeets, parrots, and pheasants.